This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And hello, I'm Neil.
哎 ,Neil, 你为什么戴了一顶这么大的假发？
Don't you like it?
Well, it's certainly big.
Thanks.I'm wearing it because you said we were talking about the word big wig.
A big wig? No, not that kind of wig, Neil. I'm talking about an important and powerful person. A big wig.
Ah, silly me.
名词 big wig 指的是重要的人物，大人物。
So, Jiaying, don't I look important and powerful in this wig?
No, you just look silly. Let's hear some examples of big wig.
We've got some bigwigs in the office today, so we're all on best behaviour. My dad is a bigwig in the company, so he says he'll help me get an internship. A local bigwig has given her support for building a bypass around the town.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。刚才我们介绍了名词 bigwig 的意思。它指的是大人物。So, Neil, do you know any bigwigs?
No, unless you think I'm a bigwig when I wear this bigwig.
It's certainly giving you a big head. But no, I'm afraid you are a little wig. But a CEO of a company, an industry giant, or the mayor of a town might be considered a bigwig.
Do they wear wigs too?
No, Neil, but the word comes from the 1700s, when English men of authority wore wigs, and those in high power wore larger wigs.
Oh, right. I'm off then.
诶，你去哪儿呀？
To get a bigger wig. Maybe I'll be more important then.
I don't think so. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.